Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're joined by Lachie Winnell. Good morning.
Morning, Brooke. Morning, Bob. Great to be here.
Well, good to have you. Look, we've had some sad news as of yesterday. Neighbours no longer going to be over in the UK airing there. Kind of up in the air about what's going to happen in Australia.
I mean, it's a huge strain on the production without that UK money coming in.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's the cash cow that keeps it going, basically.
40 years or something.
£5 million, apparently. Channel 5 are chipping in to keep a Neighbours going.
That's not anymore.
No, well, that's the thing. £5 million, you can do some other things with that, can't you? Still over a million people in the UK watch it each night, though. Frightening.
It would be sad to see it, though, go though. You said yesterday, Lachie, you were a little bit cut up about it and that you might actually have some ideas to save it.
Well, look, here's the thing. I think all of us have had a bit of a, like, a Neighbours experience. Mm-hmm. We've all watched it at some point. Now it's on, I think it's on Peach.
Yep.
So I looked at the numbers. Only 168,000 Australians watched it last night.
That's about it.
That's not really a lot.
No.
It's not enough. Not enough. So there's a couple of things here. You can either get more people watching it and the television station can make more money out of it.
Bring Paul Robinson back again.
Yeah.
Another stunt.
Yeah. Or you can bring the cost of production down.
Ah.
Interesting.
Now, currently this is in Melbourne, right?
Mm. Big, ooh, that's
big
expensive.
Cost. Expensive, you know, property prices. It's all lots of money. Let's bring this to the Riverland and just really, you know, break it down, get the costs out of it, and it can live on.
Here's what I like about it. The show is called Neighbours. Now, Coronation Street, you need a Coronation Street. Shortland Street, it has to happen on that place. You can do Neighbours anywhere where a bunch of people live together. You
absolutely
could do it in the Riverland.
Absolutely. So here's some ideas. So Toady, he's a lawyer. He could be the lawyer on duty at the Bury Magistrates Court.
Around the corner from
us. Easy. Perfect.
He could be it.
Dr. Carl Kennedy. I mean, there's a good one. He's probably getting to that retirement age. Maybe he could become a part-time locum doctor at the Riverland General Hospital.
Look, we need a few more GPs in the Riverland as well.
Susan, she could take up Division 3 bowls for Bury.
Oh,
I mean,
they'd love to have it.
You know, that sort of semi-retired sort of life, it makes sense, really. And Lou's Tavern, I'm not sure if it's still a thing or not. Is Lou's Tavern still around? I mean, it's burnt down 3 times.
Yeah.
Lou's Tavern,
I think
it?
It's rebuilt, right?
Well, Bury Hotel. It's easy. It's job done.
That's it. How many times can your tavern burn down before you just want to start over again? And the Riverland's the place to do it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, bring the costs down, make it easy, and, it makes sense, basically. So, Fremantle Media, if you're listening, here all day.
Yeah, give us a call.
It's more than happy to chat about this. And, like, I know some people that can, you know, I'm sure all three Riverland councils would be bidding for this one too. It could be a bit of rivalry
good
going on.
Good for local tourism as well, all the English coming over.
Absolutely. Neighbours really did peak when Holly Valance was on it. I mean, that was 20 years ago.
My goodness.
Bring
that's
it back.
A flashback.
Holly Valance in the Riverland. Now, that would be epic.
He's done it, bro.
You've done it, Lachie Winnell.
I'm here all day.
Amazing. We're far off the theme. Come on.
Yeah.
Well done. Lachie, thank you so much. Nah.